Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Donald Trump and global warming. Not quite a match made in heaven. Rather, it harkens more to that other, hotter location. In the past, he's called climate change a hoax, blamed it on the Chinese, claimed it would turn back on its own, and pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accords, even though hundreds of U.S. corporations lobbied to stay in, because apparently they have access to research that seems to indicate that the extinction of the human species might adversely affect quarterly dividends, especially in the retail sector. Not only does he not believe in global warming, he thinks the exact opposite is going on, whatever that is. He's not really sure, but it's definitely not warming or global. However, the administration was forced to issue the fourth National Climate Assessment, which they tried to hide by releasing it the day after Thanksgiving, you know, when most Americans are recovering from ingesting enough calories to stuff a woolly mammoth, also extinct. The report says unless something is done soon, by 2100, 10% of our GNP could disappear. Well, there you go. See, that's how you reach the guy. Talk about ramifications he can understand. So here are some ways to convince the president that climate change might not be a good thing. Get someone to tell him how rising ocean levels deep enough to bury Mar-a-Lago would depress return convention attendance. Increased humidity guaranteed to make his daily hair scaffolding ritual more complicated. It would certainly affect Melania's complexion, and probably not in a good way. And finally, having all the carts burning up on his golf courses might negatively affect resort revenues. Remember, a dead member is not a dues-paying member. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.